This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your community suffering from totalitarianitis. Everyone wants to know. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, and all eyes, of course, are on Charlotte, North Carolina, and perhaps Tulsa, Oklahoma, because of two shootings that killed two black individuals. And, of course, everybody's going nutty. That's basically what's happening. Welcome to the show, like I said. There's other things going on. We've got the debate that's coming up here in just a couple of days, actually. Donald Trump versus Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary Rodham Clinton really not being out on the campaign trail for the last, well, it'll be 6 days. 6 days total running up to the presidential debate. All eyes will be on her. Now, it's kind of interesting. A little side note, we're going to be talking about this a little bit more because we're going to be looking at the polls. Hardly anybody goes to her rallies any longer. I mean, this has got to be a big problem for people on the left to understand this, that hardly anybody goes to her rallies. Hello, rally around Hillary, rally around Hillary, just not happening. Donald Trump gets thousands, 8,000, 10,000 at a pop and another 8,000, 10,000 waiting outside. Now, the question is, will it all convert to votes? And, you know, remember, as we have talked about here on this radio show, if they use the California model, and I'm talking about the globalists, the elitists out there that are going to infiltrate all of the county voter registrar's offices throughout the United States, all 50 states. Oh, I'm sorry, was it 57 states? No, it's 50. That's right. 50 states. then, you know, we could be in trouble if they follow the California model. And I'm talking about the California model that was used June 7th, in which vast amounts of, well, provisional ballots were used. And we figured out that, well, what they did is they got into the election system's manuals on how to train the pollers, the people that work at the polls. And they started to, well, mess with the system pretty good. And we identified that over the last several weeks. We've had Katie Grimes on the show and Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, who kind of explained that and laid it out. And we've come up with a little bit of a plan. And quickly, the plan is make sure you go down and vote. And you get all your receipts for your registration when you go to register. And personally, go down and vote. Vote. That's the key thing. Do not use. We are not recommending that you use absentee ballots, because in California, millions of them were not counted. And who won the June 7th primary? According to Katie Grimes, by a landslide, Bernie Sanders, which is what I predicted. A lot of people are going back and counting those provisional ballots, and it's going Bernie Sanders' way. So Hillary, well, you know, it's the big lie. This, and again, what was happening in California, and I bring this up, thousands of people were going to Bernie Sanders' rallies, and hardly anybody were going, I mean, 50, 60 at a time, going to Hillary Rodham Clinton in California. Now, we call that a clue that maybe California is in play for Donald Trump, believe it or not. Anyway, other stories that are out there. You know, this whole thing that's going on with Charlotte. I want to go back to the 60s and 70s when riots were real riots. I mean, these riots are totally controlled and contrived for the most part. And once again, what we're finding out in Charlotte, there was a black man who was confronted. The black man had a gun, and a black officer shot him dead. Now, the narrative came out that he had a book. He had a book in his hand. Quickly it was developed, he had a book in his hand. He didn't have a gun. The victim. Well, the reality check was, and we're finding out now, there's actual video now of the individual with a gun, the victim with a gun, and the black officer shooting him. So where is that narrative now? Does that sound a little familiar? Start to sound like Ferguson to you? A lot of parallels to Ferguson. They're following the same mold. These are not riots like I've known riots. I mean, L.A. riots. I lived through the L.A. riots twice, the Watts riots and the 92 riots. Hello, real riots. Real riots. Real people rioting. Real people being shot. Real Koreans standing up and defending their property with their Second Amendment after being told by the police, you're on your own, get your guns out and get going. And they defended their property against the rioters. You see, this is not rioting like we used to have in the 60s and 70s. I'm sorry, it's more contrived and controlled. Ferguson, as far as I'm concerned, was a controlled burn. In other words, George Soros and his anarchists that he hires were in there controlling and following through on the riots that they were starting to set themselves. Remember that? And what happened? What happened with Michael Brown, the so-called victim, hands up, don't shoot? When the truth came out, and so quick was this administration to judge the racist, bigoted Obama, so quick to judge what happened in Ferguson, we find out that that narrative never actually happened. There was never a situation where Michael Brown had his hands up, don't shoot, narrative going on. Didn't happen. What happened was Michael Brown strong-armed robbed a store in which he took out a whole bunch of small little cigars, a couple of boxes worth. And what do you use those cigars for? You make what's called blunts. This particular brand, and I'm not going to say the brand, you hollow out the cigar and you pack it with marijuana, and they're called blunts in the business. And he could sell a lot of blunts, about 48 of them. That's how he was making his money. And by the way, the autopsy showed that he had a high content THC in his bloodstream. An 18-year-old, very heavy young man, taking on a police officer high on marijuana. That's what happened with Michael Brown. He reached for the gun inside the officer's car. The officer stopped him on a legitimate stop when he's walking down the street, the middle of the street, he confronts him and says, hey, you know, you look a lot like this guy. And guess what? A fight ensued where Michael Brown was actually fighting with the officer, reached for his gun, and the gun fires. The officer gets out of the car and is charged by Michael Brown, and he shoots him dead. The officer had every right to do it. But what? No, we can't do that. We've got to seize upon this racial incident. White cop, black kid. Let's be racist about it. And let's create a crisis like we've never had before. We're going to get rioting in the street going on. And remember when the rioting started and they called out the National Guard was told to stand down and let the rioters riot. That's why I called it a controlled burn, because these anarchists that were coming in were being paid by none other than George Soros. Number one sponsor of President Barack Hussein Obama, the billionaire Nazi, who supports this president like anybody else does. Now, by the way, we did not hear at all, from the Attorney General at the time, Eric Holder, to calm down. Let's not have this rioting. There was no calm calls for peace from Eric Holder. And really, did the president call for any kind of peace or anything? Oh, no, just let the rioters riot. If you don't say something and you see something, then guess what? Don't be surprised that they'll riot, which is exactly what was happening in Ferguson. And what is happening in Charlotte? What happened in Baltimore? Well, the racist, bigoted president of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama, said nothing. You got to get it together, ladies and gentlemen, and see what's really, truly going on. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
Hi, this is Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And this is a special broadcast of the Common Sense Show. We are going to release this live, but also we're going to play it at a later date on the Common Sense Show radio show. And you can catch that on our archives or certainly on our YouTube channel. Details will be available in the accompanying material. Well, we're joined today by Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. And I've known Paul for some time now, and he does outstanding work in covering many of the key issues. We also share the commonality of being former basketball coaches. So we're kindred spirits together. Paul, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Dave, it's really great to be back. And, yeah, the basketball thing, head coach thing, has really come in well for us, I think. It served us well in this environment.
Well, I think it gives us a sense of mental toughness that you really need to take all the nonsense that goes with making these kind of reports. But,
yeah, you think they're nonsense when you look at it and you go, this is real.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, I wanted to start with my own story here because I know you've got something to parallel this with. And I'm talking about a speculative article that I wrote. But it wasn't totally speculative. It was based somewhat on fact. There was a recording made by a man in Hoboken, New Jersey, as he was driving in his car on the New Jersey Turnpike, and he videotaped his radio. He showed the call numbers 16:30 a.m., and he played the recording, and basically it indicated that Trump was going to die on the 26th, and this message sounded like it was demonic, and they played it over and over and over, and there were 5 minutes of recordings, and the message said nothing else. And then I also want to add in the fact that WABC, and most people know this by now, aired a report in which they started out on September 11th, said, we're reporting today on the news that Hillary Clinton's death. And I started thinking yesterday afternoon and late last night, started putting all this together, and I said, you know what? They might kill both of them. Why? Because I don't think Hillary, with her health, is going to make it to the election, or even if she does, I mean, she's not going to win the election with what's going on. And the globalists don't want Donald Trump, but if they kill him, there'll be tens of millions of people in the streets, and they don't want that either. But if they could kill him and, for example, make it look like it was terrorism, then they might have a palatable, you know, plausible deniability excuse and not put people in the streets. Well, what was interesting is last night, I guess there was a show that debuted on ABC starring Kiefer Sutherland, mm-hmm. in which this same scenario was played out. And today I had over 100 emails telling me about this. And then I had one of my contacts get a hold of me. Says, Dave, how did you know? How did I know what? How did you know this is a possibility? And I said, I didn't. I just put two and two together from these two recordings. And he said, Dave, you know, I can't get into all the specifics, but you know that we monitor a lot of their communications. And this is a plan that's definitely on the books, and they may assassinate both candidates. Paul, you have some information about this, don't you?
Yeah, I do. In fact, we go back to, I think it was, the Indiana primary when Ted Cruz stepped out, and that whole brouhaha about Ted Cruz's dad being affiliated with Lee Harvey Oswald. That was the thing that broke the straw that broke the camel's back for Cruz, but also money shut down instantly for Cruz, and he had no place to go. That's the other unheard of thing. But we started getting reports back then from my security people that there was already a price on Donald Trump's head. And this has been going back and been quite serious, and we've been monitoring this with my people, basically. And some of these are, you know, are stellar. Some are in government, some are out of government, retired, but they've got the absolute contacts that are out there. They've been for the 6 years I've been with them, they've been 100% accurate on everything, so I don't doubt them. And so that really started to really crop up then when Cruz dropped out. Now, I'm not saying Cruz has anything to do with this. I think Cruz is some sort of a statement that was being made to the rest of the world as to why he dropped out so suddenly. And I know his back was against the wall, but you know he lost all financing. And so there was a statement of some sort being made there, and I don't think Ted Cruz had anything to do with that or any wish or desire to have him assassinated. But that's when we got the real big red flags that went up about Donald Trump being a man that people want to assassinate. And obviously the globalists, like you just said, would just really want to have him out there. Now turn the page, though, to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And, you know, when she got sick and she actually – you could actually see it, the collapse, that whole thing on 9/11 – a lot of people speculate that that's just sort of a, you know, another false flag on her part and try to draw attention away from the hearings that were going on Thursday and Friday in regards to her emails and people pleading the fifth, not pleading the fifth, and that sort of thing. Was it a distraction? I don't really think so. I think she's got some real illness issues. And, you know, Dave, you've worked with kids, and you've had, I'm sure, kids that have had petit mal, grand mal seizures, epileptics. And you've seen, like I've seen, hundreds over the years, kids go into petit mal situations where they look just like Hillary Clinton, like with that Starbucks coffee issue.
And,
you know, that whole twitching of the head and all that sort of thing. But she has some other issues associated with her. Now, some people say she was in a plane crash. I remember hearing about the plane crash that she was flying around by Iran and all that stuff back in the day. She suffered a concussion there. That's what they say. She was severely wounded, actually. But one way or another, she's got a brain damage situation going on that's triggering these kind of seizures and other things. So that's really where I come from. Now, she really is also very easily unhinged, which was very, very easily seen by the Matt Lauer interview of her in that security forum that she had with Donald Trump. And he just asked her a question, one simple question, and boy, she triggered right off of it. And for 7 minutes, she kind of went into another lying rampage. And it's like, as you know, with sociopathic liars, because I'm sure you know what kids are like, and some of you get with that all they know how to do is lie because they've been successful with it over their lives. Hillary Rodham Clinton is in the same boat, but now she's an adult and she's been lying for everything. But that night, if you go back and listen to that 7 minutes, she was telling new lies. Lies she had, she was cornered, and she basically had to tell a whole new set of lies, and everybody's going, let's fact check that. And of course, we found out she was lying about everything that she gave a response to. So this is very typical of a sociopathic liar, but she's a wounded sociopathic liar. Now, this really is a draining issue, her illness issue, not just the lying part of it, but what they're seeing on TV now, the whole package. It's not doing her any good or the Democratic Party. Now, this was well known, and I got to tell you, last week we had, right after that, the Monday right after that, we had Roger Stone on. And he went through the whole thing about his firm belief is, and this has been backed up by people that we've been talking to, is that Michelle Obama is her replacement, and that the DNC is actively right now trying to replace Hillary Rodham Clinton based upon her physical nature. And they're going to replace her with Michelle Obama. And in fact, I got some contacts in the DNC, and I was fact-checking Roger Stone, and I asked him, what about this move to put Obama in based upon the Hillary illness? And they both said to me, two different conversations, they both said to me, oh, we were trying to do that during the convention. We knew it then, and there were serious discussions going on. So they want her out. I don't care what anybody says. They want her out. I mean, I'm talking about the globalists and now with this illness thing. Here's another little caveat. Is that the first two debates coming up, which next week's the first one, both Donald and Hillary have to stand for 2 hours in each debate. Now, what's that going to do for Hillary? She has problems standing as it is.
She won't make it.
She won't make it. And, no. You know, one of the things, their biggest fear, and as you know, with epileptics, and, you know, I love epileptics, and you know, when you have that kind of condition, you know, there's things you can do to mitigate the problem and all that stuff. I'll put that on the record, and as an educator for 41 years, I worked my level best to make sure kids had the appropriate education and got the proper support. But, you know, she does need support, and the support is what's going to happen is that I look at this scenario is that she's going to be giving one of her things at the debate, and she's just going to collapse on the floor and go into a grand mal seizure. What's that going to look like? Well, you know what that looks like when you see it.
Well, CNN will just cut away to commercial and say they have technical difficulties.
that's
what I think is going to happen. But let me offer up something else with regard to Hillary. Hillary Clinton, and I've been writing this quite often, she's a liability to the globalists.
Absolutely.
Through exposure of her own criminality. And let me just give you one example. As I delved into her HSBC dealings with the Clinton Foundation, I discovered, oh, there it is, James Comey, FBI
right.
director on the board of directors HSBC when they were caught money laundering drug and terrorist money. Unbelievable, and this is Hillary Clinton's doing.
Right.
The globalists don't want this kind of exposure, and she's a liability. And because she's a liability, I think they have to terminate her.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
One of the big things, I don't know if you are, you know Scott Bennett, the psychological
operation. I've interviewed him a few times,
yes. He and I are very, very close. He's been on my show numerous times. I've sat down with him and called. I haven't called every single member of the House of Representatives, but he has. And I've spent hours on the phone with him calling I've been on the phone probably for about 30 senators. He talks to the staff because, you know, he used to work on the Hill and he knows how to get the staff members' attention. And he's turned over all this information to every one of the senators and every member of the House of Representatives. And you saw some of the workings of the information that Scott gave them, because Scott Bennett wrote that book called Shell Game, which ties in HSBC and United Bank of Switzerland and all the other ones to terror financing. But, oh, who was behind it? Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama. Right. And so I started saying on the radio, and have been saying since July of 2015, because we had Scott out to one of our Liberty tours. He produced a 48-minute YouTube, or we did, and we sent it off to Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir Putin saw it. And within weeks, Scott was on RT TV explaining the details about ISIS financing and how it got there and all that. And, you know, they started bombing the snot out of ISIS after that video. That's how Vladimir Putin, because he needed more convincing evidence than he already had, but he had a lot. But, you know, when a guy like Scott Bennett, who was thrown in jail for 2 years by Eric Holder, who knew all the links and had the convincing evidence, when he saw it, he started bombing ISIS. Well, gosh, gee whiz, I think this is the thing that really scares him. And, yeah, he lists, and by the way, look for Julian Assange to start releasing more emails with that linkage about what you talked about, because it's clear as a bell that James Comey was intimately involved with was it Hong Kong Singapore Bank, which is one of the biggest money laundering banks. I think it is the biggest one for all the cartels in the world. And he was intimately involved with that. He was also intimately involved with getting Sandy Bergler, as we call him, because he was stealing articles out of the National Archives.
That's just amazing.
He was the guy who got him off.
Yeah, that's that was an amazing story. Well, I interviewed a couple of times John Cruz, who was the former senior VP of HSBC Bank in Manhattan.
Oh, boy.
And here's where this gets really interesting, Paul. This is incredible. He started investigating suspicious counts. And so he'd go out to homes or businesses that were boiler rooms. They only had a phone and a person, but it wasn't a business. And he says, okay, I know money laundering when I see it. And he spent months gathering evidence, and he went to First, the district attorney for the Eastern Division of New York, Loretta Lynch.
Right.
She wanted nothing to do with it. And he told me on my show, he said, hey, James Comey was part of this being on the board of directors. Now, here's where I'm going with this long-winded point. Assange can come out with all the emails that he's going to, and I congratulate him for being in pursuit of the truth. But it's not going to do any good because, see, if Clinton goes down because of these crimes, so does Comey and so does Lynch and so does Obama. They all have to stick together.
You're exactly right. That's why Comey did what he did about the email scandal when he didn't file any charges. It's exactly right he did. And, of course, to back that up, Billy Boy had to fly out to your neck of the woods at Sky Harbor and have a meeting with her in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
To make sure it was all going to go down. That's what happened. I mean, and, you know, this, Dave, you and I are not psychic. You know, we might play psychics on TV, but, you know, this is all we need to do is just start looking it up and fact check it out there and get like you got this John Cruise and I've got my people. And one thing leads to another. You put the puzzle pieces on the table and they all fit and you go, oh, my God. I mean, and, you know, just but they're so what they're doing right now, in my opinion, is all totalitarians at the end play out. You know, they overplay their hands. And they show themselves to be the true totalitarians that they are. And we're seeing that right now with Bill and Hillary and even Obama. And they're squirming. You know, the globalists have got to keep a lid on this.
You know, I don't know how the IRS can prosecute a money launderer in this country to any degree you have the Clinton Foundation standing out there. Let me give you case in point, too, about treason. Can I get your comments on this? We know now, and I know that you know, I found a New York Times article. A lot of people don't know about this New York Times article. I'm still surprised how many people have not seen it. And New York Times reported that Uranium One, a front company in Canada working on behalf of the Clinton Foundation, and when they were owned by Clintons, they were using BLM to steal uranium off ranchers' land and then sell it to the Russians, who in turn would pay the Clinton Foundation. Now, we executed in this country Julius and Ethel Rosenberg for selling secrets to the Soviet Union, and here we got Clinton selling raw materials that can be used against us. How does she not face treason and the death penalty?
Well, I'll go even a bigger part of this picture is that the land in Harney County is rich in uranium, and guess who owns vast interest there? Uranium One. It's now been changed to another company because the Uranium One number or name was getting too hot to handle, and so they changed it to another name, but it's still Uranium One. Harney County, of course, is Burns, Oregon, which is where the Bundy standoff took place, you know, on the Malheur Refuge, and where Lavoie Finicum was murdered by the Obama administration. It was an open murder. I mean, you know, it took 2 days for them to prep the ambush site. Hello. They throw up a drone and another plane to make sure you're marking all their. And, you know, one of the things that we did in that case is we found the evidence, and it's before the courts right now. They're trying to get all these people exonerated and drop all the charges because the federal government has no case. They didn't have any warrants out for these guys' arrest for anything. They just stopped them, and they shot them, and they were going to kill them all. Let there be no doubt they were going to kill everybody that was there. They brought in a group of assassins. I mean, we covered this thing from stem to stern, and there's two Oregon State Troopers that are talking about the federal influence from all the way to what was called National Command Authority. And this is one of the big fear. They are trying to keep this thing bottled up like you cannot believe right now, but it's coming out. In fact, you know, you've had a couple of cases that have been dismissed because the judges have just said, look, you know, I think Ammon Bundy has some charges that are going to be dismissed. And Pete Santelli, his charges were dismissed. I think they're still holding him, but his charges in Oregon have been completely dismissed.
If they dismiss the charges, then please explain to me how they can continue to hold him.
They can't. The only reason that they're doing it is because of the Patriot Act. The only thing that they have is that excuse. The Patriot Act, and they, the whole thing what he was charged for, which is ridiculous, is that they had a guy. And this is interesting. They had a guy that was a was sort of, I guess, a provocateur. We called him, Red Smith and I from the Shasta Lantern, in the early days in January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, were saying that at the time the Bundys have a provocateur in the House, and there was one, a federal provocateur. And by the way, I'm not going to release his name yet because we're doing further investigation, but I can tell you one thing. This guy writes for a major news outlet. The provocateur does. I'll put that out there. And we have.
Is it mainstream or is it independent?
I would say, well, no, it's us. He's one of us.
We have a shill within our midst.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're monitoring what's going on with the shill. And when his name comes out, we're going to go right after him because he is a provocateur that got all these people arrested. And he was working with the FBI as a reporter and turning information over to them. He did not want to come out publicly. He came in as with the FBI. He came in as somebody that the FBI did not want to put out there in front of the real grand jury as a real witness and real face. And so the judge finally, after holding Pete Santelli for like 6 months, said, you got no case. You got no witness. You got no case. And what he was saying was that the witness was saying, the provocateur was saying that in December of 2015, that Pete Santelli was acting in a provocative way and talking about overthrowing the government, overthrowing and taking property, and doing all these things that a reporter really should not be doing. And yet he never said that. In fact, the time and date in which he said that and told the FBI that he actually made these comments in front of a group, Pete Santelli was 3,000 miles away doing his radio show in Ohio. That's how silly this is.
Well,
and they held him for 6 months, and most of the time in solitary confinement.
You're absolutely right, though, about the cover-up that's ensuing. After the Lavoie Finicum murder, I had Shauna Cox on my show.
Right.
And let's put it this way. The story was not being told at that point.
Right.
And I'll back up even to a couple of weeks earlier. I was, at least Ammon told me this, I was the first non-mainstream media outlet to interview him. Here's what happens. I'm on Global Star Radio Network with my Sunday show.
Right.
And it broadcasts on two different satellites, independent of each other. Left coast and right coast, and we also have a listen by phone option that's independent of either one of the satellites. And even if those three things were down, if you were to call in and I interviewed you on the phone system there, they have the capability to record it and put it in archives. So I was announcing all show long, Ammon Bundy coming up in the last half hour. And as we come out of the 30-minute break, just what I'm getting ready to say, and now let's go to Ammon Bundy. The whole system went dead. Both satellites went down, independent of each other. The listen by phone was out. Our phone system was out.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about Rodrigo Duterte. Stunned reporters and officials when he responded to the MEP's condemnation of his government's brutal anti-crime crackdown, which has seen suspects summarily executed by police. Do you believe that? That they're just summarily executing drug traffickers in the Philippines. And the EU is complaining about it. Yeah, the EU. That, you know, when everything is said and done, we find out about the EU and the backers behind the EU. We're going to find out what a criminal enterprise it truly is, and how many millions of people, well, either have been maimed, injured, or died as a result of them. An EU statement urged President Duterte, to put an end to the extrajudicial killings and launch an alternative campaign in line with international human rights. But the controversial president did not hold back in his response to Brussels during a speech in Davos City on Tuesday. He said, "I read the condemnation of the EU against me, and I will tell them to F off." "You're doing it in atonement for your sins," he says of the EU out of Brussels. He accused the bloc of hypocrisy, saying a rudimentary check of the history books showed European countries had killed thousands of people in the past. He added, "And then the EU has the gall to condemn me? I repeat, F you." So much for the one world order in the Philippines, right? Anyway, protests have been held in Manila in response to the extrajudicial killings. And, of course, he is ignoring those. More than 2,400 people are estimated to have died in the past 2 months in the Philippines during a brutal war between police and drug gangs. U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama has previously been on the receiving end of one of President Duterte's foul-mouthed rants, being branded a son of a bee for saying he would question the Philippines' leader over his anti-drug campaign. Now, nobody here on the Agenda 21 Radio is saying these drug cartel members need to be just summarily executed. I kind of draw the line there. I draw the red line in the sand on that one. Right, President Obama? Well, you can see how effective he was with communicating with the Philippine president there. The Philippine president retracted what he said. He apologized to the White House because, the president, when he was over there, canceled his meeting with the Philippine president over this. Can't be seen with a killer. One killer with another killer. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I just bring this up because this guy gets what's going on. I'm going to tell you, cut through the chase here. The cartels are at the beck and call of Brussels. Hello, they work together. And this is the line in the sand I'm trying to draw to you. The Mexican drug cartels are working along with the globalists. In fact, they're providing a lot of the funds for the globalists in their activities, besides stealing it from our own treasury, which, of course, the president here has opened up to just about everybody and their mother. Right? Our own treasury. So a little bit of drama going on between the Philippines and the Brussels. And why? Because they're meddling with another country's business. Well, and again, it's a real business. Who is this Philippine president to disrupt the flow of cash from drug sales to the EU? And see, because the EU is starving for money, we know that. Remember what happened to Apple Computer out of Ireland? Oh, yeah. The EU came up and fined Apple Computer like something like $16 billion for tax evasion, which there's really no basis for their claim. But they're claiming it because why Brussels is broke. Well, Brussels is broke because what happened was Nigel Farage managed to withdraw Great Britain from the EU. That's a huge chunk of change lost to the EU. See, the EU is a, well, is a socialist slash communist organization. They don't really make their own money in the sense that they have an economy, a capitalistic economy. It's completely a socialistic economy. And they've run out of other people's money. So, you know, what really is happening in the Philippines is the president is really kind of messing with the flow of cash from the cartels to the EU in Brussels. Get it? What I'm trying to do is draw a picture for you so you understand what is going on in the global scheme of things. And this is just one outlet. And I have to tell you, I respect the guy because I don't respect what he's doing and killing people. That's not the point. But I do respect him from the standpoint that what he's doing is telling these other guys, really the source of my problem, the selling of drugs, is you, EU. That's what he's saying. And that's what we should be saying too here in our own country. In our own country. Because drugs are awash in this country right now, especially marijuana. High-content THC, which is starting to really have a big negative effect in Colorado. And all these, you know, politicians out there that have no experience with marijuana and substance abuse, and they've pontificated, oh, we can get a lot of money from this. How about we educate our kids and create our own economy here in the United States of America like we used to have before we redistributed our wealth? How about we do that and create jobs? You know, that's the thing about socialists. They don't know how to, quote, create jobs because they don't know what goes into that. They've never done that before. They've been completely dependent all their lives, especially those that go off to college. Now, I'm a college graduate. But, you know, before I was a college graduate, I was a grunt worker out in the fields. I used to work in the fields and pick oranges. Started that when I was 12 years old because we needed money for our family. Those are some things I remember. But I also know how to build things and also know how to create jobs. I learned that along the line. Something that Nigel Farage says could never happen in the EU. That's why Great Britain left. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. Visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and also you can visit, email me. Visit with me. Visit with Paul. You can visit with me on 821, Paul at 821R.com. Little reminder that you can listen to us on Red State Talk Radio, the premier digital radio outlet in the nation. Boy, we're number one. And this radio show is in the top 10 of the 85 top talkers digitally from the 6 to 9 Pacific time, a.m. Pacific time, or 9 to 12 Eastern time. And we're really very, very appreciative of the listenership that we have. And we absolutely do appreciate our listeners. Now, a couple of things coming up for us. First of all, Orlene Curley, who you heard earlier in the radio show, she's got her big conference coming up October 1st. In Sacramento, and you might want to check our website or go to eagleforum.com. And yeah, she's going to probably talk quite a bit about Phyllis Schlafly, because she was very close to Phyllis Schlafly, and I met Phyllis Schlafly myself through Orlene Curley a number of years ago. So they're going to have a great tribute to her. And also remember, our Liberty Tour is coming up. Liberty Tour number 5 is going to be with us October 28th and 29th. And who's going to be our guest speaker and main featured speaker is Janet Finnicum. Yeah, LaVoy Finnicum's wife. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, as I always say at this point in time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, zero. 860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana food storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.